5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I don't get enough credit, actually.
Put moron number two on the phone.
What? I do all the hard work, John.
What the hell is wrong with you two? Everybody's working
overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
Ah, Monday, and here we go. Damo in talking footy. We're getting very, very close to the sharp end of this season, and he's all over everything, so we look forward to that. There's a bit of Olympics to discuss. There's a joke to finish.
Yes.
And I'm looking across the... And I'm amazed he's here.
Ooh.
Now that we get... Oh, regional Victoria Open, yes. And normally fat pole vaults in on the end of a lack of empathy for Melburnians, yep, that are stuck down here. But you've actually come in and seen us.
Well, Jim, it is one small step for Melbourne,
but
one giant step for regional Victoria today. It's a very, very nice day indeed. And so it should be to all those little country towns, the Horsham and Polo Bay and all those little towns that haven't seen or heard of coronavirus, Jim. That's fair enough.
You do understand that out of the 100 listeners that listen to this show,
100.
This is a sample out of 100 millions,
right.
But let's
how
say
many,
98 are in Melbourne,
I'd
and
say,
two are regional. So we don't actually give a stuff.
I'd say 68.
I know.
We got a lot of 68. a lot of regional listeners, but it's fair enough. There hasn't been one case,
Bill,
outside actually West Melbourne.
There should be none anywhere. We should be all living normally.
I know. Well, we're not.
Forget about regional Victoria.
Anyway, how are you, Rebsy?
And I think the young Bombers may fancy themselves. They've got to get off to a good start, and I'm really looking forward to seeing the Bont live. Excuse me, just swallowed a prawn from my nice Nazi Goreng that I'm just demolishing. The Bont live, he has been fantastic in ripping Nick. It's a treat to watch players when they're in that sort of form.
Duck? I think you get excited when you come to... I've got
what the hell's going on?
Sorry.
Come on, boys.
What are they doing in there?
They're eating prawns.
Instead of working.
I know. Duck and Daisy.
Now, before we... And Regional Victoria, all of that. Bill,
yes.
Get yourself vaccinated. Not you personally, everyone listening.
I have.
I know you have, and I have too, but I'm saying
yes,
we're no chance of getting our asses out of this crap unless you get yourself vaccinated, so go and do it.
Which is, you got a book now. Yeah, a lot of people are, so it is good. A lot of people are doing it.
Get on with it.
Exactly right, Jim. And what about the Olympics, by the way?
Yes,
done and dusted for another Olympics. It's been a great Olympics. A lot
superb.
Of people said it shouldn't go ahead.
I know.
And well done to Japan.
Yes.
Well done to the volunteers. Well done to Channel 7,
they,
I reckon.
They did a great job, Channel 7.
It was great to watch.
It was.
And I tell you what was great. Our bronzed bombers, our bronzed boomers, they were unbelievable. Yes. And I reckon it's taken 65 years.
And after 65 years of blood, sweat and plenty of tears, the Australian men's basketball team's crusade to stand on the Olympic podium has finally delivered. The boomers have claimed the bronze medal as they defeat Slovenia here by 14 points.
Audio was courtesy of Channel 7, the great John Casey.
Beautiful.
One easy in the end, Jim.
And it was great. And, some of the reactions afterwards were spine-tingling for me.
Paddy Mills.
Well,
what a superstar. Most points ever in a medal game, I reckon I heard somewhere. 42 or 43 was outstanding. And I reckon, like him, it was a long time coming.
We've been waiting for this time, for this moment for a long time. And, you know, it's taken a lot of experiences, a lot of ups, a lot of downs for us to get over the hump. And... it's our culture at the end of the day. It's our Australian culture, our Aussie spirit. It's time to bring an Olympic medal home back to our country, Australia, so I can hang it up at Mum and Dad's house.
How good.
I love it.
Isn't he a good bloke?
Superb, and he was brilliant. And then, of course, I actually happened to be watching when this happened.
What?
Gazy.
Yes.
And he spoke magnificently about the journey to this bronze medal.
For me... I am so grateful that, and it is tough, but I'm incredibly grateful that before the game, I called up my dad.
Yep, I want to know about that.
And just to hear him talk about what this means to the sport and the humility, and nothing to do with him, just about how this is going to be good for Australia and Australian basketball.
It was brilliant. Ooh. He handled it superbly, Gazy. Yeah, he called on a few old greats. Larry Sengstock.
Larian.
I think you got to mention Ray Borner.
Ray Borner. But that's what it meant.
And the Alabama Slammer.
He's old man.
No, he didn't mention that. Yeah. But he certainly did Larry Sengstock. And it was a great homage to the legends of Australian basketball that have worked so hard to get to this point. I thought he handled it brilliantly. Our man in there, and because of that, Fat, he can walk up and down here only for the next week.
Free reign.
Free reign for a week.
Free food, Gazy.
That's it.
In Clarendon Street. Like, so well done, Gazy, and well done to the Boomers. That was fantastic. I tell you, Brian Gorgon, he is a great coach.
Super coach.
Unbelievable. Amazing. Well done to him too. So we'll talk. We got a wrap later on in the show,
beautiful.
Jimmy boy.
Beautiful.
And then, I don't know if you saw this on Saturday night, I think it was, Nicola McDermott, our high jumper, Jim.
Yes.
And just have a listen. I think she was trying to jump 202.
She's already cleared 2 metres in an Olympic final. And she comes. Second attempt at 202. And she goes clear.
Oh!
She flies high. And breaks the Australian record.
Well done to her.
Nice.
Very churchy, Jim. Very deep in her faith.
Deeply religious,
And also, do you see, she was writing and drawing in a journal after every jump. Mm. Didn't watch anyone else jump.
No.
It was unbelievable how she went about
it. Amazing. Well
done. She was great. Well done to her. That was fantastic. In a very good Olympics. Well done to Australia there. I think our best ever, Jim. Do you want a update of the table?
Hey, if you can, yes. Well, I thought you had a full wrap later.
Well, we have, but I can give... Well, in the end, we had 17 gold. Gold!
Yes.
7 silver. You got silver! And 22 bronze. 46 medals, Jim. That's
incredible.
Equals our best ever with Athens. So well done, everyone there.
Where was that?
Athens.
Athens.
What else we got here, Jim? We've got a bit of Wallabies went down.
35 years it's taken us, and we still can't win at Eden Park.
But they were all better.
They were better, Jim. Right.
They were better. They were okay. They went down 33-25. And the Storm have won 17.
Rugby league.
In a row. 17 games.
Sure?
Yes, I am sure. 1-10. There was a tough game against Manly Sea. That was a good game. Well done to Storm there. And, of course, there's a game of footy going on tonight, believe it or not.
Melbourne, West Coast in Perth. So let's get Damo's thoughts on that. Negatives, positives, that's next.
On the Listener app and on your radio, this is JB and Bill. Rush Hour, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, we're going to talk to him about some serious subjects here, Jim. So I want your best teeth in, please.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and Damo was in to chat 8 games from round 21.
Yeah. Wrapping up the weekend of footy. We'll
get Purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's recovery session.
We're starting positively here, Purple.
Good,
we say hello to you.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Bill. Damien. Jim, who is, I don't mean this to be a question without notice, but the person that you think of first when I say to you, who's the best long 50 metres plus kick of an AFL football, drop punt style?
Daniel Rich.
I was going to go Saverio Rocca.
Oh, sorry, for gold? You're talking about
for gold.
Oh, sorry, No, I love Sav.
Yeah, and I raise that because I reckon two of those 3 goals that Peter Wright kicked in the last quarter yesterday for a match total of 7 were Saverio Rocca-like, the way he just made that contact and it just took off.
And it made a unique sound too with Sav.
Beautiful sound.
Just like a thump, thump, and the ball just bloody... Whereas his brother Pebbles used to kick the big barrels, didn't he? But Sav was just drop punt 70 metres.
Sav was just guaranteed to get the distance from 60 without even trying.
No, that was a wonderful performance from Wright.
Wasn't it?
That's
7 goals.
Nuts.
What do you have? 8-9 kicks.
I didn't even get the kicks, but I just saw the 7 goals.
No, he had 9 kicks and kicked 7 goals, which is just unbelievable.
Brilliant.
And that is efficient, isn't it? And not many players have done that, Damo.
Not many players have done that. As you hand me a match statistics from a scoreboard.
Don't go with it. If he's handing it to you, don't go with it.
I'll humour him, Jim.
Humour.
Round 24, venue Princess Park, date Saturday 3rd, 9, 1994.
Just in the highlighted.
Just in the highlights. 8 kicks, 6 marks, 8 disposals total.
And?
8 goals.
8 kicks, 8 goals. That's efficient, Jim.
You didn't say who it was.
It was Billy Brownless, Jim, in the 1994 season when they ended up making their third grand final of the 4 they made and lost.
Like when Duck kicked eight, he had 28 kicks. Yeah. Like, well, you only had eight.
I'd rather have eight and kick eight. Oh, that's efficiency, Jim.
Get more of the ball.
Well, I probably had three or four on me at the time.
Did you? Hanging off you reckon?
Paul Bullis. Paul Bullis.
They were very good, and they've given themselves a look, Essendon. They need other teams to fall over.
They have, haven't they? And it's a good story. I love a redemption story that Peter Wright is. And yep. Couldn't get a game for Gold Coast last year. Did not play one game of footy in 2020. Went to Essendon as a bit of an afterthought to a lot of people. Gold Coast is still paying, depending on who you believe most, Jim, a part of his wage, whether it's half, whether it's more than that. But it's a fair chunk of a good valued contract. And good on him, because I think he's a potential wild card for what may even lie ahead this year.
What's he done this year?
He's been okay.
Where's he been?
Until yesterday, though, he just hadn't taken the game apart like he did. So, but look, well done, because to take down the Western Bulldogs the way they did, and they've had to use a makeshift midfield group for parts of the season, haven't they? With injuries to McGrath and Shield initially. So getting time and forcing Jakey Stringer in there. Again, the numbers he had yesterday, Bill, weren't as good as he has had in the last 5 to 6 weeks. But he still had impact. Zach Merritt was back to his absolute best. And
Parrish.
We've seen a ruckman of the future, haven't we, in Essendon? It's been brewing now for most of the season. Big Sam Draper.
You'd like to go out with him, wouldn't you?
Have a few set up on him.
Oh, mate. He's mad.
M-A-double-D. No doubt.
You're right about that. He just gives that impression. You'd like to have a night out.
Him and Toby.
Him and Toby, yeah.
It's Toby Green. Oh, no, you'll talk about him.
You might as well talk about him now.
The most watchable. He is the most watchable player in the competition.
It has been for...
Got to be. There's never a dull moment. Yeah. He goes out, kicks four, wins the game for him. He gets reported, gets suspended, and he's at the tribunal. There's never a dull moment.
I tell you what they should do, opposition teams, and that's get some vision of what happened Friday night and show it to some of the tall forwards in the competition who, when it goes long down the line, get outmarked repeatedly by May and Lever and all of these.
Literally, sometimes.
Just show the vision Taylor. Of a 5-foot-8 bloke battling against two in the air Ridium. And bringing it to ground and go, how is it that this bloke can do that and you just allow whoever it is to jump and catch the footy? I mean, he was extraordinary Friday night.
Yeah, he was. He was. The four goals he kicked were obviously crucial.
But he's always been able to do that. And they are crucial. But it's the he's never beaten.
It's how competitive he is.
I just love it. I reckon he's gold. Right. He's gold. Hawthorne, are they doing the right thing?
They are, because I subscribe to the view, and I'm probably in a minority, that the wins you get are more important than the gallant losses, regardless of what you want to do with your draft pick. Yeah, I am, Bill, because I go back to what Melbourne did, at least on one occasion, to get the two picks, and also maybe on a season either side of that period of time where they were happy to not win games of footy. It killed that footy club's character, I reckon. And that's something that Alistair Clarkson. Now, I know that we're going to say, Jim, with this kid called Hall.
Oh, no, mate. It's just that they have, as soon as they've made this decision, they just win.
Well, I think there's a mindset change in Clarko in that regard. I think there was an element of Clarko trying to set up for whatever the future under his watch was going to look like. But the future for him now, when it was just finally decided properly 2 weeks ago, ended up having a 5-game finish point
for him.
And he's won two in a row now of those remaining games. And there's every chance he could go in with another two more to come, Bill, and that'd push him right up the ladder to get him well away from that wooden spoon.
Well, they got the Dogs this week. Dogs, that'll be tough, and then Richmond to finish. So they've got two tough ones to finish.
Who said it yesterday on Triple M that Clarko will be wanting to win and Sam Mitchell will not be wanting to win, surely?
Well,
who is that?
If you ask Sam Mitchell, it's again, Bill, it's only human nature to probably think you get a higher draft pick than the one that they're going to get with if they keep winning.
So, Howie.
He's a Hawthorn fan.
In that regard. Yeah. Just want to go back to GWS, Jim, before we jumped onto Alistair Clarkson there. You talk about coaches. You could argue that Leon Cameron has been at the absolute top of his game.
He's been saying this for a while.
Brilliant. You were saying it weeks and weeks ago.
He's been superb.
And even theming up the game, I think it's been done a dozen times in AFL, hasn't it? The miracle on ice. And you can only do it so many times. But he did it. And they followed him in. And you could see the vibrancy that created post-match, and you just don't know. They've finished round 21 with the spot of the eight, and, you know, it's theirs to lose now. They've got to lose it to allow these other teams in.
Who is coach of the year right now?
I still think it's Simon Goodwin, just from where Melbourne started the year, outside the eight, and not being talked about as a premiership candidate, and in some people's eyes, not even being talked about as a finals candidate.
Horse?
Horses have to be right up there as well. Yeah. But given that Melbourne tonight, when they play West Coast, could finish the round with two to go in top spot on the ladder, I think that's where I'd be looking at
the
that
The coach
one.
Of the year, at least three of the last 4 years, wasn't missed by Wayne Carey.
No,
he wasn't. Sorry, I was actually trying to catch up with what you're saying there, Jim. No, because, and that was in relation to Dimmer having an issue with commentary made about Tom Lynch. Yep. So, yeah, he did fire back, didn't he?
And then Duck.
He did not miss him. He's not only did he say that the humility side of things, but he also said, well, Brownie has played 250 pretty decent games. In fact, better games than you did. He's even gone down that path. I'm reading it going, wow. I mean, you know, Wayne is, we always say it, he doesn't have a natural predator here. No. Lee Matthews and the Chief.
And the Chief.
All just wander around and no one can pick them off. Yeah. But that is strong.
Yeah, it was strong. It was strong. We may as well touch on Richmond because they had a pretty lacklustre first half against North Melbourne. Got the win they obviously needed. They still need two more to be in that conversation for finals. They've got a draw, Bill, that you'd think they might get through, but that may now not be enough given that GWS has started their run and they've got the two premiership points buffer on every other team.
Brisbane Lions play the Giants, so that's where that game's going to be enormous this weekend.
Yeah, that will be the Friday night game we expect to see, and you'd think if you're the GWS team, you'd force them to go to the ground that same man in question, Damien Hardwick, pretty ordinarily earlier in the year said that it was a ground that we hate playing at and we just didn't want to play it there. So
Brisbane, good win.
Yeah, Brisbane, Bill, lost the previous four. Midfield was very good, wasn't it? And it was their leaders again. And Dane Zorko's years got lost on a few people. He's already been an All-Australian. He's already won four best and fairest at the Lions. I would be surprised if he's in that right up there again. And he was good again yesterday when they needed to establish their re-establish their identity, really, because they'd been meandering. And they fixed up the Fremantle team.
Speaking of that, Tuke Miller's got to be in the All-Australian.
Oh, no doubt.
You'd think so, wouldn't you? And he was great again against Carlton, and we'll get to Carlton.
So, here's the thing. So, the Saints this week are the same as Carlton last week, where we said, well, where was that the week before?
Yeah.
I mean, they were horrible last week and very good this week, but what do you make out of that?
Well, you couldn't talk more highly of them with what they dished up against the Sydney Swans, but you go to the
week
previous
before,
week and
it was insipid.
So what is the real real St Kilda? I don't know. There's so many teams that you don't know.
Yep.
You do know with Carlton, and we'll get to them in the negatives. Yep. You just know that they will let you down at the time you might be convinced otherwise. Right. But they were good. Port Adelaide too. It was a grind against Adelaide, a 55-51 scoreline. Got the win they needed and stay in the top four.
I tell you what, they're good games those are. That was
showdowns.
On. The showdown.
Rivalry is the most intense in football.
And Adelaide probably should have won that. They were good.
They had
They're going all right, Adelaide.
We need to get to the negatives next with Damo.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
This is Damo's recovery session on Triple M's Rush Hour.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and Damo was in to chat negatives from round 21.
Where are you starting?
We'll start with the Bulldogs, not from a letting down perspective, but just a problem. It's official now that Josh Bruce has done his ACL, and obviously not just out for the remainder of this year, but most of 2022 as a result of what happened in the last 13 seconds.
Can you believe that?
Shocking. He might have had the best career of his life. Look, he's had good seasons before. And was tracking really well, was important, was so crucial to others around him in that forward line, particularly Norton, and he'd helped Jamari Ugalhagen. Not there now. So got a problem because Josh Shackey has been filling in for Alex Keith. Now, he could be coming back in as early as this week, and if not this week, round 23. But Shackey may have to go forward now in order to just play that big man role that they clearly wanted from a structural sense. So a few issues to emerge. Tim English is a better player when Josh Bruce is around. Jamari Ugalhagen, you'd think, would have been better had Josh Bruce been able to stay around.
And what we've been saying about the Dogs is a big forward, if he can get on fire, like 2 metre Peter, that what can destroy the Dogs. And it finally happened.
And that's what happened, And that's where they're exposed. So, look, I think if you said to them at the start of the year, at the end of round 21, you're going to be in the top four, you'd take it in a heartbeat. But having had a period of time at the very top of the ladder, and now with this injury to Bruce, it just throws a curveball into their
having
thinking.
Having said that, the top four sides, They weren't up and about, were they? When you look at Geelong, Port Adelaide just won, and then the Dogs, and who knows what happens with Melbourne. But
Well, that's the unknown about tonight, isn't it? And Brisbane Lions just sort of pushing back up there, just outside the four. Carlton, they just disappoint, don't they? And it's now four losses and three wins only for David Teague since the review was called, and losing to Gold Coast at this late stage of this season with at your home ground. At a time when there was a chance, mathematically, of making finals, had they closed, or to use the American term, Jim, one out of the season, didn't happen. It was probably never going to happen, and yet again, people fell for them, myself included, in thinking they might have finally turned the corner. But it's got to a point in my reckoning, Jim, that the failure now to be able to sell hope around the current structure, and that obviously points right to the coach, because he's now had enough of a clean air in being coach, a full season now that wasn't as affected as COVID was in 2020, and the first half of his career started as an interim capacity. So,
but also,
he's done, Jim.
That presser after it.
Yeah.
You know, when it's the same old story, same old sell.
Yeah.
You'd just love to see him be actually angry or mad or pissed off or something.
I've learned not to judge people with the way they present publicly, Bill, if it's not in their nature to be anything other than who they present as. But
if you're a supporter.
Yeah, I think you can relate to what you're saying there. But what I do take out of him critically is that whatever he says, it's not actually ever lived out when the game's on. And he keeps talking about a belief in the defensive structures. Well, there is no defensive structure that's going to stand up.
Give us something different.
Dockers were disappointing too, weren't they? I say that because they'd had a good patch of form, were a finals possibility, and just got blown away by Brisbane Lions and looked to be a couple of rungs beneath the eight when it was all said and done.
They were very impressive, Brisbane.
Yeah, they were. Sydney had a hiccup against St Kilda. I'm not going to write them off on the back of that. They'd had a really tough week being away from home for so long. And while GWS was able to, I suppose, grind their way to probably the greatest upset of the season with what they did against Geelong, it just got to the Swans. But I think they've still shown more than enough to be a valid contender when it does come.
Agreed. North Melbourne, I only saw a little bit of it. And admittedly, it was in the first half.
Oh, yeah. Good.
They were good. Yeah. I have seen a lot worse 18th ranked sides than them.
Spot on.
Yeah.
I mean, they still make horrible mistakes by foot, and they're trying to pick teams apart by foot, so you need to be very skillful to do that. They look at Hawthorn in that amazing run. So they're going to have to tidy up their ball use, but they're not the worst.
No, they're not, and there's enough to see in the game change, sorry, the change in game style from David Noble, which was not working for the first 5, 6, 7 weeks. Complete turnaround, and he got the win in round 8, wasn't it? I think it was, and it's been very good since that moment, round 9.
They just, I think there's enough junior, 20 and unders that are showing a bit too, so not too bad. I didn't see any of Collingwood, but they obviously came back from a horrible first half.
Yeah, they did. They came back from what they'd shown in previous weeks with that win against Carlton, as it was, and no, sorry, who they beat the previous this week? I've got to make a break.
Rabbits or no, he's the Collingwood man.
They come off a win with Harvey.
Yep.
And a lot of the good, I think, out of those weeks was eroded in that loss, because they looked a long way away, didn't they?
Cats.
And he was outcoached too by Alistair Clarkson.
The Cats.
Well, a lot of people have been, by the way.
They have the Cats were poor.
They were really poor, Bill.
They?
Yeah.
At home?
Yeah. Worries
and
now
some
too,
injuries.
Zach Tui going down for an extended period. He may not be ready for even the first week of finals, given he's got a first hamstring. Jeremy Cameron will come back probably around 23, I feel.
What about Rowan?
Rowan will probably play. He gets banged up. He came back on, didn't he? And we keep saying, Bill, and you've got as good as intel as anyone down there, but Mitch Duncan, at best, will be week two of finals.
Saw him this morning.
Oh, hang on. Yeah,
update. Oh, hello. So walking in to get a coffee, because you only get your takeaway coffees. Mm-hmm. It sticks across the road from the creamy. And bounced in beautifully.
Bounced in.
Yes. So he was there.
What did he say?
And he said he's running and going okay, but didn't give me a lot.
Okay.
And then also I saw Isaac Smith.
Well, he was managed out of that team on the
and
weekend.
Guess what he said?
Saw?
No Isaac, no Cats. Come on, Isaac.
Did he really say that?
No, we're all at the coffee shop this morning.
Where are we playing finals, please?
I think we'll play the first week in where they're meant to be played. There's access to play in Adelaide if Port Adelaide qualifies. There's even access to play in Perth if West Coast finishes sixth, they're probably not. But yeah, I think the first week will be fine.
With no crowds in Melbourne?
No, I think they'll. I reckon they'll get that first week away without crowds if that's what it needs. Right, but the grand final needs to be sorted out pretty quickly from a crowd perspective. You can't be having...
And a broadcast perspective. I mean, the broadcasters need at least...
Yep.
Well, at least 3 weeks, I would have thought,
minimum
to prepare.
Yeah,
and so they need to know where it's going to be.
If they want to absolutely capitalise on the commercial side of it, which let's face it, they need to, given the drain on finances in the past 2 years, they will have to have a big runway on time on that. But I'd be staggered if the WA government doesn't ease its restrictions on the requirement for 7 days prior to a match for quarantining in that state. So if they can come with a financial package, I just can't see how they won't be listened to by the AFL if they wanted to be creative in that pitch.
Will we see some home and away games even this week at Geelong and Ballarat?
I reckon we will, Bill. Mm. Yeah, I reckon we will. Won't we? I think we will.
I think, they have 7,000, I reckon, last time, the Cats and Ballarat, so we might see a couple of games this week.
What was that, about 25% 25% or 20%?
Something like that.
Yeah, 20%, they had 7,000 at Geelong and they all sat on top of each other.
Yeah,
they had 90% of the stadium empty.
Well, I
reckon they had them all sitting on top of each other, not socially distancing.
They did sit.
Pivots will be open.
But now the bus.
Yeah.
Well, what happens? We've got people living in the one at Carlton.
You tried to get me to remove that one from Carlton, Jim, and I'm glad I kept it there because it's going to have to need to be there between now and close of play, and I think more pertinently the 2, 3, 4 days after round 23 when. I think the findings of that review will start to take effect from how the board receives it. So we're just leaving it there. And that one we had at Hawthorn, we've taken that out again. Yep. They've managed to sort it out finally after all that time. And
so where's that going?
Well, that one we hired from the Perth Airport 2 weeks ago, that will be that'll get a friend over at the West Coast Eagles if they lose to Melbourne tonight. Because if that's the case, they will still then need to win one of their remaining two. They've got to win one of their remaining three. Wow. They've got three to go, starting with Melbourne tonight.
Do you know, with the Demons, since 2003, they've beaten West Coast in Perth only twice and Frio once.
Okay.
So in 18 years, they've won three games in Perth.
Really? Well, importantly,
they have a horrific record in the West.
Importantly, the year they did make the prelim final in 2018, they did beat them in the second last round.
And then got to the prelim.
And got
Belgium. And were given them the greatest pasting since, I think actually when I was at North, we played an elimination final against West Coast in Perth and got beaten by
100 points. Wasn't it?
6 points.
Yes.
Yeah,
I remember that one.
It was the worst performance since that one. Anyway, they are. There's lots to play for tonight, so we look forward to that. Good to see you, Purple,
likewise,
always.
Jim. Bill.
Purp.
Damo's recovery session.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyone watch the following here?
No.
Hey, great show. Kevin Bacon.
Kevin.
He, write that down too.
Brother of Kevin. And he's very, very good.
James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Nobody has their finger on the pulse of Tokyo quite like Billy Brownless.
Now, what are we doing?
This is the Rush Hours. What stories are trending today from the big sporting events in Japan?
This is a wrap.
Yes,
and I want to hear it because you have been all over everything.
I have.
A bit.
Tokyo, Jim, has been our most successful Olympics ever.
That's it.
That's it.
That's your Olympic rap.
See ya, Paris, in 3 years. Pasta la vista.
Pasta la vista. That's Mexican anyway, isn't it? Or Spanish or something. That's got nothing to do with bloody... Paris. So that's your rap.
Well, we can't. We only get 48 hours from your mob to use audio when we've just ticked past it. So we can't go with anything. Anyway, most successful Olympics ever.
Spanish.
All right, then. Wee-wee. Wee-wee. I see you in wee-wee.
Oh, my God.
I tell you what, we will see the Eiffel Tower a lot, Jim.
Oh, I reckon.
It's one of those in Tokyo. Yeah.
Right?
There's a little one in Tokyo.
Well, I think the original you'll find is in Paris.
The Arc de Triomphe.
Arc de Triomphe and the Champs-Élysées. That's what we'll be seeing, Jim. Jets going past with their three colours and all that crap. Anyway, it's only 3 years away.
All that crap. One of the great world cities. Anyway, that's as ordinary a rap as we've had.
Most successful Olympics ever for Australia.
Well, I hope your joke is better.
Probably not.
comprehensive. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill.
When he thinks he's funny, Marco, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Don't forget tonight from 7 p.m. Triple M rocks footy. West Coast Eagles versus Melbourne from Optus Stadium. Yes. Lockie Reid, the great Dennis Kometty. Andrew Embley, Mark Lacroix, the Frenchman. Tanya Armstrong, Jay-Z on the preview as well.
Oh, I love it. Jay-Z. Well done. Hey, Kyle Chalmers, we speak to tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Oh, no.
Wow.
How good.
Is he going to play footy? We'll ask
him. We will ask him that tomorrow.
Yes.
So to finish off a big Monday helping.
A great day for regional Victoria.
Let's get a joke out of you.
In the day with the laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Ah, Jimmy, a French joke. Pepe Le Pew. Did you hear about the cheese factory, Jim, that burnt down in France?
Why do you sound Irish?
He's an Irish French bloke.
Right, yeah. I see.
Did you hear about the cheese factory that burnt down in France?
No, I didn't.
No? There was nothing left but debris. Debris. It's a cheese.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Yeah. That's like unacceptable. They actually can't put that to air.
All right. Why can't Fred ride a bike, Jim?
Why?
Because he's a goldfish.
Oh no! He's lost his mind. Yes. No, you've officially lost your ability to think and speak.
Since when? Oh. Two good ones there. You won't find better than that.
No,
go all through the radio stations. You will not find stuff like that.
He's a goldfish. Yeah, that's it.
Trebia.
Jura.
Yeah. Really good boys. Very good.
Boys.
You
are the king of the divan. Get ready to my song.